Welcome back to another OGP, The Other Guy's Perspective, another bonus content show. Of course, don't forget you can check out all of the full episodes of Big Kev's Geek Stuff over at bigkevsgeekstuff.com. Of course, I am OG, and today we're going to be talking about the Kid Robot exclusive Gay Empire over Master Supreme, the San Diego Comic-Con 2012 Leather Daddy exclusive Sucklord Dunny. All right. A few different things about this. This is a paint variant on the case exclusive pink Dunny that you heard us talk about on Big Kev's Geek Stuff when we did our Dunny 2012 review. Of course, it's kind of reminiscent of a Darth Vader figure. It's a Dunny, clearly with the ears and the regular sculpt, except that it's got a sculpted Vader helmet with the face kind of exposed. Kind of got the breathing apparatus on the face. He's got a little cape in the back. He doesn't have a Vader chest plate. He kind of almost looks like he's wearing one of those tuxedo tank tops or tuxedo t-shirts with a little dollar sign where the tie would be. The difference, of course, with this is that it is all black, hence the Leather Daddy exclusive. And the part that's interesting about this is it's labeled as the SDCC 2012, San Diego Comic-Con 2012 exclusive. However, this was not actually available at San Diego Comic-Con. This was actually only available through the Kid Robot message boards / store, I think Friday of San Diego Comic-Con, or it might have been Thursday, but I think it was Friday of San Diego Comic-Con. So pretty much they kind of snuck this out there. They said that at a certain time they were going to release a link to where you can buy these. And then that was it. You know, they went up for sale and they went like mad. It's confusing to me that they called it a San Diego exclusive because, to be honest with you, if you were at the convention center, the chances of you getting it were probably slim to none unless you actually were not on the floor. Maybe you were in your hotel room at the time, or you had exceptional service, which is sometimes a problem in the convention center on your cell phone, and you were able to navigate the site, the board, the store, and make the purchase. This was not really a San Diego exclusive. It was kind of just an exclusive. I applaud Kid Robot for doing this. One of the things that I've been talking about with a lot of people online, Matt Heisey over at Toy Opinionated is one of the persons, or Heisey, I think it's Heisey. But one of the things we've been talking about is scalpers and flippers when it comes to these San Diego Comic-Con exclusives. And something we talked about was how you get these exclusives possibly into the hands of people who can't go to San Diego but really want them without them having to find a mule or pay exorbitant prices through the secondhand market. And one of the things we said was, well, wouldn't it be great if some of these exclusives were available online as well? You make a select number available at the con, and you make a balance available to people who can't attend the con. Well, this is kind of like that, except that Kid Robot took it a step further and said, no, this is only available to the online marketplace, and actually almost kind of excluded people at the con. The interesting part is that there was no con version of this. There's not like a third colorway. There's no blue or yellow or green or white or anything like that. So I really want to talk about this, not only because it's an awesome piece, not only because I love Sucklord. I love what he does. I love the Gay Empire stuff. But just because I applaud Kid Robot for coming out with an awesome exclusive that they're calling a San Diego Comic-Con exclusive, but really was for the people who couldn't attend Comic-Con. So if you can score one of these, it's not going to be through Kid Robot. It is going to be through the secondhand market, unless you have a friend that happens to have an extra. I do recommend it, especially if you miss the pink one. To be honest with you, I actually like this a lot better than the pink one. The pink one is very Suck Lord. It's very in tune with the other gay Empire figures, like the Stormtrooper that he's released, which is all pink. But having this particular sculpt in black, much like Vader is in general, just makes it that much more awesome. As a Suck Lord fan, as a Darth Vader collector, this is a piece that I am stoked that I grabbed and was fast enough to get, was fortunate enough to get. And I recommend you seek it out if you have the opportunity. Again, kudos to Kid Robot. And, you know, check it out. I got a picture posted for you that you can look at on the website. Again, this is the Gay Empire Overmaster Supreme Leather Daddy exclusive San Diego Comic-Con 2012 Suck Lord Dunny. And again, check it out. Definitely an awesome piece. Definitely, if you're not a Dunny collector, this is a good piece to jump on board with if you can get one. I like that it kind of crosses the bridge and helps bring in maybe someone who's not a Dunny collector but is a Star Wars fan. You're a Vader collector. You know, it almost looks like a knockoff or a bootleg, which is Suck Lord style. And it's definitely for everybody, Dunny collectors, Star Wars collectors, and just fans of, you know, designer toys in general. So definitely check it out. And of course, don't forget to check out BigKevsGeekStuff.com for all of our episodes, more episodes of OGP hopefully coming in the future. Of course, I am OG, and this is The Other Guy's Perspective. And as a quick postscript to this, I just wanted to throw a quick thank you out there to The Blot Says. That's where I got the image of this Dunny that you're looking at on the website now. I didn't have an image of it myself, but they had a great one in their blog post where they discussed this. So thanks, guys. And you guys should all check out The Blot Says. It's a great blog site. Talks about a lot of toys and definitely worth your time and effort. Thanks.